Jesus Christ, I speak that.
奉主耶稣圣名，我在这里做到。
This night also, we continue study about the Lord's Prayer.
今晚上我们继续学习主祷文。
Prayer is always important things.
祷告
as Christian,
永远对基督徒来说最很重要的事情。
Prayer help us to understand the meaning of God deeper and also understanding ourselves in a more profound way.
祷告会帮助我们对神有更多的了解，也对自己信心有更大的增强。
So those who pray all the time, their actions and their thought is deeper than those who do not pray.
所以那些祷告比较多的，在行为上，在信心上，都会比祷告少的要强。
Those who do not pray, they never change their weakness.
如果不祷告的话，就永远也不能改变自己的缺点。
Those who constantly pray, they change their character.And they're molded to be an imitator of Jesus Christ.
那些经常祷告的，他就能改变他自己的个性，能够变得像耶稣基督一样。
And prayer also help us to being guided by the Holy Spirit, so we don't have to go through like a wrong direction in our life to waste our energy and time.
祷告也能让我们自己能够接受圣灵的带领，所以我们就不会去浪费时间跟精力。
So the prayer is the main tool to shape our Christian life to be more mature in the sight of God, in the sight of the people.
所以祷告是让我们基督徒的生活能有造就的主要的方法，并且这样得到在神面前，在人面前都可以得到造就。
If you look at the Matthew chapter 6, this is the Lord's Prayer.
我们看马太福音十六章，看主祷文。
Constantly we shaping our prayer in this manner.
我们可以经常来改变自己的行为。
We can tell our mentality and our own attitude toward to God and toward the people can constantly change and move on to the right way. Then,
如果我们依照这个方法，那我们的思想、我们的行我们的想法跟这个基本的思想都可以向正确的方向发展。
So I keep encouraging all the brothers and sisters.Pray more.
所以我继续鼓励大家能够祷告更多。
We don't have to. This is We don't have to talking about the time wise.
我们并不是要过分的强调这个祷告的时间。
Prayer is necessary. Prayer is absolute. Prayer is essential in our Christian life.
所以祷告绝对是在我们基督徒的生活中是不可缺少的一部分。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
我们看马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6 from verse 8.
马太福音第六章第八节。
Matthew chapter 6 from verse 8.
六章八节，马太福音六章八节。
Therefore do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask them. Verse 9. Pray then in this way. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. This short Lord's Prayer, but we can, I mentioned that they have mainly the two sections.
我们看主的祷告文分成两部分。
The first portion is for toward it. We can say so toward God.
第一部分就是对神而言。
And the other one is for ourselves.
第二部分对我们自己。
Today we study, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
今天我们要学习，我愿你旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven is too long, so I put ask them to just three point, three dot.
所以这句话太长，所以我在后面省略了。好。
I look up the Bible. What is the will of God?
我在看圣经，我在想什么是神的旨意呢
？And I see it is in the prayer says, as it is in heaven.
就是
it's already had it kind of was done.
我想神的旨意在这个地上，就是像在身上，在天上一样。
If you look at the Bible, all the message, all the word of God is.Focus on his chosen people.
我们可以看整个圣经里面讲到的都是神跟他选民的关系。
And as his people expand their kingdom，
在圣经里面，神总是让他的选民来扩展他们的疆土。
Expect them to prosper in this kingdom of God, so they glorify God.
他希望他们能够昌盛，能够荣耀神。
We know when God created us in His image.
我们知道神造我们是按他的形象。
And why He created us on His image?
为什么神要按他的形象来造我们？
Because let us walk in the right path and His path, so that through our life to glorify God.
那就是要我们在生活中要按他的道来行，来荣耀他。
So he's done already. We can say, when we walk in the path and right way to show the glory of God, then his will be done on earth.
如果我们按正确的道路去行，然后来荣耀神，那他的旨意就是行在地上，如同行在天上。
If you look at the New Testament, his will and his purpose and his intentions.Toward us is to expand His kingdom of God, which is preaching the gospel and spiritually expand His kingdom.
我们可以看到旧约里面，他是要他的选民扩张，然后在新约里面就是说，让他我们被选召的要在属灵上来扩张。
And we can say this is a very important task as Christians.
这就是基督徒一个非常重要的工作。
And let's look at the Second Timothy chapter 1.
我们看提摩太后书。第一章
Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 9
提摩太后书第一章第九节提摩太后书第一章第九节
Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 9
提摩太后书一章九节
Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling not according to our works but according to his own purpose and grace which was granted us in Christ Jesus from all eternityAnd you hear the mention that not according to our words, but according to His own purpose and grace.
这里就讲到神救了我们不是按我们的行为，而是按他的旨意和恩典。
And this purpose, he mentioned the purpose and grace which was granted us in Christ Jesus from all eternity.
所以这旨意和恩典是从过耶稣基督才赐给我们的。
So we can tell here that his purpose and his will already we can say from the beginning of the earth already beginning of our human history already set this purpose and this will in his mind.
这个旨意和恩典本来就是在万古之前就已经设置好的。
It's heaven when the God's kingdom already set this purpose for future of our history, we can say.
所以实际上我们将来就是神在很久以前就已经设好。
That's why Jesus came to this world and he preached the gospel.
这就是为什么主耶稣来到这个世间来传讲福音。
And he sent John the Baptist first to pave his way to coming.
神先送施洗约翰到世间来为主耶稣开路。
So we can look at the message of John the Baptist and Jesus Christ is quite similar message.
所以我们看使徒约翰讲的话对耶稣讲的话都是相同的道理
I ask all the people to ask them to repent
让所有的人去悔改
so that they can be prepared their heart to accept the kingdom of God
所以他们就能准备他们的心然后来接受神的国
this way his will be done on earth
这样子的话神的愿望就能在地上实现
why he died on the cross
为什么主耶稣要死在十字架上
why he have to carry this heavy cross andWalk on the Calvary and die on the cross.
为什么主耶稣要背起这个沉重的十字架而死在十字架上呢
？Because he want to fulfill this will.
因为他要成就神的愿望。
Actually, very simple, straightforward that his purpose.
所以主耶稣的目的实际上是很简单。
And also he ask us this mission to preach the gospel.
他也从神那里得到的使命就是传讲福音。
And from the when theOne of the weakness we can say is nowadays, we don't have enough strength.
我们有一个弱点，就是现在我们都没有足够的力量。
We have a strength to come to the Lord in the church to pray in God, and then we have a worship in the Lord. But we don't have enough strength. We can go out to preach still.
我们有力量能够来到教会来敬拜神，但是我们却没有能力走出去讲传讲福音。
Sometimes we think there is a God's problem and our problems.
有时候我们真的想，到底是神的问题还是我的问题
？Sometimes we think that it's not that His time come yet, or it's not by because of our own weakness.
我们有时候想，还是他神的时间没有到来呢，还是因为我们自己的软弱
？And sometimes an excuse that outside the world it's quite now it's an evil world.And they do not listen to the word of God that like before.
有时候我们常用的一个借口就是，现在世界太邪恶，他们都不像以前一样能听神的话。
But when I studied this one, I realized that His will be done. His will already, because done in on earth, which is ready already.
但是当我读的这些章节的时候，我就意识到，他的愿望是要在这个世界上实现的。
Now it's our duty to His will.Carry out to come to this earth.
现在就是我们的责任来把这件事情实现。
And let's look at Ephesians chapter 1 verse 9.
我们看以弗所书第一章第九节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 9.
以弗所书第一章第九节。
Chapter 1 verse 9.
以弗所书一章九节。
He made known to us the mystery of His will.According to his kind intention, which he purposed in him. You know, also here also apostle mentioned about his God's will, the mystery of God's will.
所以这里讲到这是这个神的智慧的奥秘。
As according to his kind intention.
都是按他自己预定的美意。
And he understood that after he converted to be a follower of Jesus Christ.
所以他这个实际上最后了解到的奥秘就是要跟从主耶稣。
He enlightened his mind that the purpose of Jesus came to this world to die for the people.
所以神的旨意就是要让主耶稣到这个世界来为人死在十字架上。
I'm sure why he dedicated himself for the Lord to, as an apostle to preach the gospel to Gentiles.
我们可以理解他为什么要让主耶稣来死在十字架上，然后呢，外邦人可以得救。
If there's no understanding of the true will of God, then I'm sure because there's not enough give him a motivation to turn him to be such a way of his life to dedicate to God.
如果主耶稣对这个奥秘没有这么了解的话，他就不可能这样子去奉献他自己的生命。
So understanding of will of God is really precious in our Christian life.
所以懂得神的旨意是对我们来说是非常重要的一件事情。
It gives us the deep understanding helps us a true motivation bring us up to serve the Lord.
他给我们深深的了解，然后让我们的动机能够发扬出来，然后去服侍神。
His will never changed.
他的愿望，他的旨意从不改变。
If you look at the Hebrew chapter 6 mentioned unchangeableness.
我们看如果希伯来书第十章讲到神的旨意不变的。
We have to more active way to approach to Jesus Christ.
我们必须有一个更积极的态度来接近主耶稣。
When I look at myself, still I myself is like a, it seems like a dormant. It's kind of sleeping stage.
我看看我自己，有时候我觉得我自己也是在一个睡眠的状态。
I hope that God gives us each one gives us the encouragement, the Holy Spirit help us give us the strength to do something for the Lord.
我们希望神能给我们这些话，能够带我们勉励，让我们能够积极的为主做工。
When we carry the mission of God,
当我们为神做这个使命的时候
，and our Lord come with us to help us,
那主耶稣会跟我们在一起。
And he sent his angel to help us our ministry,
会帮我们，甚至会送天使来帮我们。
And hope that God help us and continue encourage, especially here, this new church Kanoga Park.God bless each one of you.
所以我们愿意神祝福我们，特别是在我们这个新成立的教会，我们愿意神来祝福这个教会。
And when I thought about this, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Think about why Jesus asked us to pray for these matters.
我在这里想，为什么要让神的愿神的旨意行在地上如同行在天上，为什么主耶稣要叫我们这样祷告？
We know God is Almighty God.
我们知道神是全能的神。
Does he need our prayer to fulfill that His will be done on earth.
难道他需要我们的祷告来成就他的旨意吗？
Is that he's not such, is not such mighty God? Is not a mighty God?
难道神不是全能的吗？
But then I ask myself, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven," and because He ordered us to pray, then I learned it.
后来我懂得，因为我们说这句话。您的旨意曾在地上如同行在天上，这个句是主耶稣命令我们去祷告。
Just my will done, be done in my, my place in heavens, you will, my will be also done on earth. Then if you don't pray, then it's not will be done in your place.
然后我就 想起来，这样子，如果我的旨意如果行在，要行在地上如同行在天上的话，就是说要行在你这个地方，如果你不祷告的话，就没有行在你这个地方。
So what I learned from here is pray.
所以我从这里学到的就是
pray for it.
要为这件事祷告。
If you don't pray,
如果你不祷告的话，
you never have a taste of a true will of God.
你就不能真正懂得神的真正的旨意。
You never understand even His will, what it is.
甚至不能了解神的旨意是什么。
When we pray for His will be done on earth.
当我们祷告，请让神的旨意能在地上实现。
At the moment, we become His co-worker.
在那我们祷告的同时，我们就成为他的工人。
We become a supporter of Jesus Christ.
我们就成为主耶稣的支持者。
This is a very important message that Jesus asked us to pray in this manner.
所以这就是为什么主耶稣要让我们这样祷告。
When you look at the First King chapter 18,
如果我们看，列王记第一章。
When Elisha, when he contests with the false prophet,
当以利亚跟这些假先知作战的时候，
he had done a great job on the top of in the Mount Carmel.
他呢在那个在密山上跟那做了一个很大的神迹。
It was amazing that after the false prophet, False prophet, they pray their own god, but nothing happened. So he built on the altar for the Lord.
当时那些假先知都为他自己的神祷告，都没有任何事情出现，然后他就自己为神做了一个神坛。
And then he prayed once to the Lord.
他只为向神祷告一次。
And God sent the fire to consume all the top of the altars and also all the water in the trench around there.
神就降下火来，把神坛祭坛上的所有的献祭物都烧掉，还有水。
That instance telling the people to give them a message, who is their God?
这个神迹就告诉这些人，到底谁是你们的真神
？Who is the true God?
谁是真正的你们的神
？I'm sure that times Elijah have a strong confidence that even he himself experienced from this instance.
我相信。以利亚那时候有很强的信心，因为他从这件行的这件神迹之中，他自己信心也得到增强。
But he remembered in the chapter 18 only at the beginning, God promised him God will send the rain.
在十八章，他也知道神应许他要给他下雨。
The interesting thing is he went up to the mountain and he kneeled down, he prayed to God.
所以他就到山上，他跪下来向神祷告。
This is the promise of God.
这就是神的应许。
This is already God.Meditated himself that he already set the plan for the people in Israel.
所以这就是神让他反思，让他能够设定一个为以色列人的计划。
And when God allowed to give them a rains after the seven times of prayer with Elijah,
当以利亚祷告七次，神就许他降雨。
I learned from this instance, his way to pray, how important our prayer.
从这件事我也了解到祷告对是多么的重要。
And also another instance we know that when Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to the upper room in Jerusalem.
我们也另外也看到另外一个事件，就是当主耶稣把圣灵降下，就是在五旬节的时候。
We know God already promised to that this will be done at that time.
神已经实际上应许他们要把圣灵降下来，在那个时候。
Through the prophets prophesied this one even 500, 600, 700 years ago.
好几百年前就有先知就已经预言这件事情。
But Jesus never, Jesus before he, before he ascended to heaven, he asked his people, do not depart from the Jerusalem.
但是主耶稣升天之前，他让他的门徒不要离开耶路撒冷。
And waiting for the coming of Holy Spirit.
要等待圣灵的降下。
So this is a, this is a give them a message, ask for the Holy Spirit.
这就是告诉他们要去求圣灵。
So they gathered together 120 people, they pray.
所以他们就聚集在一起，一起祷告。
I'm sure because every day they have never experienced this Holy Spirit.
我相信他们那时候都还没有体验到圣灵。
So I'm thinking, well, every day they gather together in the early morning till tonight, what they did?
所以他们每天早上起来在一起，然后一直到晚上，他们做什么呢
？Since Jesus asked them for coming of Holy Spirit, waiting for Holy Spirit, so they start to pray.
但是因为主耶稣让他们在那里等圣灵，所以他们就一直都在祷告。
It's about 10 days they pray.
他们祷告了十天。
They set their mind to be one mind to pray for the Holy Spirit, coming of the Holy Spirit.
他们同心一起祷告。
And this is what I learned from here is important matters. Pray, waiting for the coming of a true Spirit.
就是我学到的就是祷告再祷告，这样子才能得到真正的圣灵。
And this one we can apply it in our church work and holy work too.
这个态度也同样子应用到我们的平时的圣工中间。
We don't have to hastily launch on any kind of work before we pray.
在我们祷告之前，我们不需要计划去怎么样做。
We have to pray first.
我们必须先祷告。
And pray until His will come true to reveal through us.
我们要祷告再祷告，直到神的愿望能在神的旨意能在我们心脑海中能够。具体化。
When we gain the true spirit and true understanding of His will,
如果我们得到真正的圣灵的旨意的话，我们就能得到他的愿望。
We can have a true confidence from that.
我们就能有真正的信心。
And sometimes, so even the our own decision sometimes we have to doesn't work, so we have to be return back.
有时候我们自己做这决定，有时候都是很都不工作，然后我们就得反复再做。
Sometimes in this instance, I have experienced through the meeting too.
有时候，这样的事件我也能够在会议中能够经历过。
What is the problem?
为什么？那是什么问题
？Because there is not enough prayer.
因为没有足够的祷告。
When Israelites God lead them to in front of the Red Sea.
当以色列人，神带领他们来到红海边的时候。
And people do not understand the will of God.
人那时候都不懂得神的旨意。
Even though such like 2 million people.
那时候虽然有两百万人。
But since they do not understand the will of God.
但是他们，因为他们不懂得神的旨意。
And they cannot be one mind.
他们不能有同样的心。
They cannot have enough strength, inner strength come out of them.
他们内心的力量就没有足够的力量。
So they complain to God and complain to Moses.
所以他们就向神抱怨，向摩西抱怨。
But Moses is different.
但是摩西就不一样。
He understand.
他真正的懂得神的。
How he can deal with this matter at that time?
怎么样来对付这个麻烦的事情
？So he asked to God.
所以他请求问神。
God asked him to come.
所以神就让他走。
And wait coming. I will show you the salvation.
你就跟着我走，我就要教给你怎么样救恩是怎么样回事。
So if we truly pray deep into to communicate with God to try to understand His will.
所以如果我们真正的去祷告，然后试图去了解神的旨意。
We do not waver our faith actually.
我们的信心就不会动摇。
Because we're getting clear about His will.
因为我们对他的旨意就有更明确的了解。
Then our spirit help us inner strength to help us guide our life.
所以我们。内心就会有力量，就会来带领我们的日常生活。
You know the instance when the apostle Paul, when he was captured as a prisoner, he was sent to the Rome.
我们知道保罗被抓到监狱里，被送到罗马的时候。
There's one time the storm hit the this ship.
有一次这个风暴来把这个船袭击这个船。
This ship about to wreck, about to sink.
这个船都几乎就要沉了。
And people there at that time they were panic at that time.
那时候所有的人都开始慌张。
But only one know the apostle Paul.
所以只有一个人那时候知道怎么回事，就是保罗。
Last night he prayed. I think I'm sure he prayed sincerely to God.
我相信他也是向神 很认真的、很诚恳的祷告。
God already gave him a confidence in his heart.
神已经在他心里埋下了信心。
Since which you are there.
因为你在那里。
All the people in the ship and give it to you, which means you will never be harmed by this storm.
所以这些人都要给你，所以你也不会被风暴所伤害。
So Wendell the next, he talked to the people, those people who panic about this situation.
所以保罗就跟那些慌张的人跟他们谈话
and then ask them to come and comfort them, calm down and try to encourage them and calm down,
并且鼓励他们不要要冷静下来，不要慌
and then they give them strength in their heart,
并且保罗话也给他们心里面也有力量。
So we can see the difference, those who pray, those who man with the prayer life, those who do not pray.
所以我们可以看到有差别，祷告的人和不祷告的人力量就有不一样。
Prayer is truly gives us a great benefit in our Christian life.
祷告真的给我们基督徒的生活有很大的益处。
And also the prayer, in order to His will be done on earth, it is heavens. We have to deny ourselves.
并且要使他的愿望能在行在地上如同行在天上的话，我们必须否定。
Every time when we close our eyes,
每一次我们闭上眼睛
，we have to reflect ourselves.
我们必须反省。
Is that my will still strong?
是不是我自己的愿望太强了
？Is that my trying to my way to do something to accomplish, or is it God's way to do accomplish? Even is my way in the church work also?
我做这件事情是遵循我自己的旨意呢，还是遵循神的旨意？即使对圣工也是这样子。
As long as my will is your and my will stronger than God's will.
如果你的旨意或我的旨意是比神的旨意更强的话。
And His will never will be done on earth.
所以神的旨意就不会在地上行的。
Only when His will be done on earth, it is heaven when we give up ourselves.
所以神的旨意要在地上行的话，只有我们放弃自己的愿望。
And look at the Luke chapter 9.
我们看路加福音第九章。
Luke chapter 9 verse 23.
路加福音第九章二十九节，二十三节。
Luke chapter 9 verse 23.
路加福音第九章二十三节。
And he was saying to them and them all, and if anyone wished to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. And the word of Jesus, if anyone wished to come after me, anyone wished to come to follow Jesus.Let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow him, he says.
这里耶稣对众人讲话说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我，因为凡要救自己生命的，
I thought about here, take up his cross.
我这里想到要背起他的十字架。
This is a take up his own cross.
要背起他自己的十字架。
And then I understood that when he took his own cross to walk on the Calvary.
所以这里就看到想起主耶稣在
when he prayed to God and three times in the Mount Gethsemane.
主耶稣在耶稣玛利山上祷告三次的时候
and he determined himself to commit his life to the Lord.
他决定要把自己的生命献给神
and he determined that when he carried his cross from then onThen he himself would give up and his life completed for this cross.
所以在他钉上十字架的时候，他的生命就完全奉献出来。
Then cross that here we can equally the meaning is that God's will.
所以我们可以看到十字架，实际上我们可以让他认为他就是神的旨意。
When Jesus gave up his own self, carried the cross itself is the will of God.
所以当主耶稣舍弃自己的生命。然后背起十字架的时候，十字架就是神的旨意。
What make it possible to carry this cross, to bring this cross the top of the Calvary because he prayed.
所以是为什么是神什么力量让有时候能够这样子背上十字架而去钉在十字架上呢？是因为是这是神的旨意。
We know that he prayed on the Mount Gethsemane three times. He struggled himself.
是因为在他在山上祷告三次的时候，这样子他。有挣扎，这样子他才懂得神的旨意。
He understood this cup is a bitter cup.
他懂得这一杯是苦杯。
And because when he carried this cross, he had to be mocked by the people, abused by the people, and he had to die on the cross by the nail, the penetrate his hand and feet and hang on the cross, he had to die there.
就因为这一杯，他必须被人凌辱、击打，然后钉在十字架上，死在那里。
Such a painful way his life to give up. Then first he had to struggle himself to giving up himself to God.
这是一个很痛苦的方法，所以他如果能承受这样的痛苦，只有他现在先祷告，才能接受这一切。
He made it possible through his prayer.
他之所以能做这一切，是因为他的祷告。
He shows us a great example how we can deny ourselves.
他给我们设置了一个很好的榜样，我们怎么样才能否定自己
？We know the man is a very selfish nature.
我们知道人都有很自私的
本性。When we look at our life,
让我们看我们自己的生活。
We only think about our own.
我们总是想只想我自己。
Anything other people treat us unfairly,
如果别人对我们不公平
，then we easily irritate ourselves.
我们就很容易动怒。
And we want to take the best one.
我们总是想要得到最好的。
This is human nature.
这是人的本性。
But how we can accomplish the will of God, we have to give up our this own self.
但是我们要怎样才能成就神的旨意呢？就是我们先要放弃自己。
Carry the cross, this is the His will.
要背起十字架，这才是神的旨意。
When the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15:31, he says, "I die daily."
所以在哥林多前书，保罗使徒保罗就说。
It's not easy. I die daily.
我已经死了。
We as Christians, we have to die every day.
所以他我每天都要死。
Because we carried our own cross.
因为我们必须背起我们自己的十字架。
This is the Christian life.
这就是基督徒的生活。
This is the way to accomplish His will and His will come true in this world.
这就是来。成就神的旨意的方法。
And Jesus really wonderful God, and Apostle Paul is really a great worker.
我想这里使徒保罗真是一个很伟大的工人。
God gave him a lot of gift and talent in his hand.
神给他很多的恩赐，很多的才能。
And also God gave him a true heart and within him.
神也给他一个真正的心。
And also let him understand what is his mission that.Given from God.
并且神让他懂得他真正的他的使命是什么。
But at the same time, God gave him the thorn in his body.
但同时，神也给他身上一颗刺。
So that God want to carry His will through him, not His will, but God's will.
所以神是要让保罗来实现自己的愿望，实现神自己的愿望，而不是保罗自己的愿望。
So he make a successful journey of his mission.So make a glorify God. Also, he get the reward from the Lord.
所以他就能够做一个成功的使徒来荣耀神。
Sometimes when we look at ourselves, we have sometimes our own handicap.
我们每经常看看自己，就会发现自己有这样那样的缺点。
Sometimes we think that if we do not have such a handicap out of us,
如果我们有时候我们会想，如果我没有这种缺点的话
，then we might serve God better.
我们可能会。服务十字神会可能会更好。
But sometimes we have to think that there is a reason sometimes.
有时候我们要想这里有些什么原因。
And this is a wonderful grace of God, and God gave him this thorn in his body.
这就是我想保罗之所以有这根刺也是神的恩惠。
So that God gave him the such a blessing so that he can deny himself for the Lord.
因为神这个恩惠，所以他能够因为这根刺而否定自己来依靠神。
And this we can see is a blessing.
实际上，这我可以说，这是一层的祝福。
And through the prayer, we can understand this deep understanding of His will.
然后，只有通过祷告，我们才能真正的懂得神的是这样的旨意。
Let us deny through our prayer.
让我们通过祷告来否认自己。
So that His will be done on earth.
所以，使神的旨意能够在地上实现。
Another one that we can listen to John chapter 4.
我们看约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4,
you can find this is
verse 34.
You can find this is 34节.
John chapter 4, verse 34. Jesus said to them, My food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to accomplish His work.
耶稣说，我的食物就是遵循那差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。
This is right after when Jesus he talked with the Samaritan woman.
这是刚刚 主耶稣跟撒玛利亚的那个妇人谈过话之后
Now Samaritan woman, he enlightened by the word of Jesus Christ, he went back to the town to telling them there is a true Jesus.
所以那时候撒玛利亚的那个妇人就是在被耶稣的话所提醒，然后他就知道有真正的主耶稣在这里。
This time the I think the apostle they brought a food to eat.
这时候门徒就带来了真正的食物，请耶稣尝。
And then Jesus talking about verse like 32 says, but he said to them, I have a food to eat that you do not know about.
但主耶稣这里说，我有食物吃，你们是不知道的。
It's something like a puzzle that he mentioned that you I have a secret food, so I only ate it.
他就跟这门徒们说，我有秘密的食物。
And then what verse 33 says, no one brought him anything to eat, did he? So which means nobody brought any food. How come he says his own food to eat?
但三十三节他这里讲的，并没有人拿给他什么食物吃，他为什么会有自己的食物
？And verse 34, and that's that Jesus says, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work.
这里讲到三十四节讲到主的食物就是遵循了差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。
When we hungry, every time the when they prepare the meal in the dining table, it's a wonderful time. We actually enjoy a lot every meal.
当我们饥饿的时候，我们在桌上会坐满一顿丰富的饭，但是我们就会感到很满足。
We can say this is a blessing.
我们可以说这是神的祝福。
So if our attitude turn to be like Jesus Christ, way to eat the food is like to do the will of Him is truly blessing.
如果我们做按神的旨意去做，就像是去吃饭一样，那就真正的是神的祝福。
Doing the holy work, helping the God's way of all the His missions that we help with the humble heart and a pleasant heart, that is blessing.
我们按神的道去做圣的工，那就是实际上就是神的祝福。
Today this hour mentioned about your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
所以我今天就讲到，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Especially our young generation, we have received a great task from the Lord.
特别我们年轻一代，我们从主耶稣这里受到很大的使命。
We have to revive ourselves at the same time. We have to preach the gospel.
我们必须更新自己，我们也同时必须去传讲福音。
We know that His second coming is getting closer.
我们知道主的第二次来会越来越近。
Do not fix our mind to this world.
不要把我们的思想都集中在这个世界上。
No matter what you do,
不管你做什么
，maybe you choose your own own study or own a major in your college.
可能是选择你自己的学业，你自己的专业。
When you choose your career, your business.
或者是选择你自己的事业，还是你要做的，生意。
Or even you establish your own family.
或者是你要选择自己的配偶，成立家。
Which is when you meet your husband and wife.
或者是你要选择丈夫或者是妻子。
Let us remember this is a purpose for the Lord.
让我们要注意，这要遵从神的旨意。
And then God help us.
这样子。神就来帮助我们。
If we are our own will to push ourselves,
如果我们只是按我们自己注意去做
，God cannot work with us.
那神就不能跟我们一起同工。
He can carry His mission, His work through other people.
主也能成就他的旨意，从别人通过别人来。
It is a great blessing and it is a great privilege. God work with us, each one of us, for to accomplish His will.
但如果神和你在一起同工的话，那就是神对你的祝福。
Let us always pray to become a part of His work to glorify God.
让我们一同来祷告，让我们能成为神的旨意的一部分。
And then we have to always find out where we are.
然后我们要找到我们在什么地方。
Our step, the world above is the ground is very important.
我们站立在某个地方是很重要的。
If you look at the Genesis chapter 13,
我们看如果是创世纪第十三章
，we know the Lord and Abraham they agree upon that choose the land. So he asked Abraham asked the Lord to choose the land first.
我们这里讲到主和亚伯拉罕要讨论要什么地方，然后亚伯拉罕就请求神给他选地。
He looked at the Jordan Valley.
然后亚伯拉罕就看约旦河。
And Jordan Valley looks much better. There's a lot of good and green pasture there.
约旦河谷是很好的地区。
So he chose the land.
他就选择那个地。
But he has to choose the land of Canaan, the other side.
但他却必须要选择另外一边的那个这个地。
Right after that, the Lord depart from him.
那当罗德就选择那个好地的时候
，And God show up to bless in his place.
神就向他显现，然后给他选的那块地祝福。
Every time we ask what is we ask ourselves what is God's will.
每次我们都要问的时候，为什么是神的旨意呢
？God's will when God reveal us when we are in the promised land.
当神更新我们，让我们在这个应许的土地上的时候
，And the word of God guide our path.
如果是神的话在指导我们行事的时候
，And through the prayer help us to give us the strength that then give us a confidence in our way in His promised land.
通过祷告给我们信心，给我们力量，让我们可以到达应许之地的时候
，It is what indeed the blessing that the Lord Jesus Christ give us this Lord's prayer. So let us.Become a guideline of our prayer.
这真是很非常宝贵的主耶稣对我们的教导。
Let's sing him.
让我们一起唱诗。
258.
258首。